Greetings, weary traveler, and welcome to the Video Game Bang Podcast, where the Bang Gang is about to embark on a journey into a magical world of Dungeons and Dragons. And as always, Video Game Bang is brought to you by NerdReactor.com. Go to NerdReactor.com for all of your nerdy news. What you are about to hear is the tale of Aaron the host and his faithful companion Corey the co-host, joined by Steven the obscene and Alexander the dungeon master. Also joining the Bang Gang is Adam the penis joke maker. We hope you enjoy this special episode of the Video Game Bang Weekend Bang.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang, your weekly source for all things video game, featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when ish gets real.
You can get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like pink thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job, he can play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
Thank you for listening to this special episode of the Weekend Bang, brought to you by NerdReactor.com.
NerdReactor.com.
You don't have a slogan yet, do we?
Nope.
And I'm working today, on it. We got a little precursor. If you can hear that, that's a little taste of what's to come later. But let me go around the table.
You might want to explain why we're sitting around a table.
Yeah, we're a little different setup today, people. Normally, we're on a couch in Corey's room. That sounds disgusting.
It's comfortable.
Yeah. But today, we've moved the equipment.
It's been broken in, guys.
We've moved it. That makes it sound like it's some type of audition room.
That's why I got syphilis.
That's what I was told.
And if you haven't heard by now, we have more than just the regular two people. Ooh. Mm. Yeah. That's gonna come in a lot. So anyway, let me go around the table. We're downstairs because we got more people, and we're gonna do more things. With me as always, if he were a dungeon raider, he'd be a dwarf priest.
Oh wow, okay.
Corey Vincent.
Thank
everybody.
You. Hey everybody, how you doing? What's up, pizzas? Adios, menudos.
No deals.
Okay,
going around the table. To his left, if he was a dungeon raider, he'd be Jar Jar Binks.
Really?
Oh,
the worst character. I am so glad that's you and not me.
That's a job.
Steven Gutierrez, everybody.
Yay!
How's it going?
Wow. Steven. And keep going around the table. He's back for a fourth time in a row now here.
Seven. I lost count.
That's crazy.
Like seven.
That's crazy. If he was a dungeon raider, he'd probably be, I don't know. Frodo? Yeah, I
mean, you can just keep going because you already Frodo said Baggins.
I think you I'll lost a lot of people at Dungeon Raider.
Well, then Frodo. What do you call them?
Dungeon
Raider. Here we go.
A Tomb Raider.
Okay, anyway, Adam C. is his name, everybody. There you go.
I'm just glad I wasn't Jar Jar. That's
all. Wow. That's a job.
And tonight, a special Dungeon Master all the way from the snowy north. The Wintry North.
Lord of the North.
If he was a dungeon raider, he'd be some type of Norse person. That's all I can think.
some whitey.
Alex Bags, everybody.
Welcome to the show, Alex.
It's the longest intro that we've ever done. Let's get straight on into, let's get into some topical news right here because there's a lot that's gone on. Some people coming out of the closet, some people going in the closet.
I think those coming out are going back in.
Well, who just came out? What's her name?
Ellen Page.
Ellen Page, Kitty Pryde, everybody. Canadian.
Oh, that explains it.
Wow, that explains you saying Canadians are all gay?
You said it, not me.
Wow, that's where we're going to go.
Deferred.
So it's Kitty Gay Pride Day, and we're happy for her, I guess, My only gripe is the movie still.
Yeah, it doesn't make the movies any better.
Yeah, sure the heck doesn't, because we got a lot of stuff to talk about today. This one, Steven, you might want to take a little backseat on. February 20th, We're having League of Legends going 6-on-6, everybody.
6-on-6.
6-on-6. Hexakill. Yeah, Hexakill. What do we feel about that one? I mean, 5-on-5 is already frantic.
What does it even mean?
Well, I mean, the way I've seen you play, you need one more person on your team.
Son of a mother.
Wow, already talking.
How dare you?
I don't have to know the game to know that you suck.
Well, once I walked in the door, we were talking about whether it was going to be 2 in each lane or 2 top, 1 mid, 2 bottom, and then 1 jungle. Kind of.
What about tri-lanes?
That what's 2 and 2 and 2 means, right?
No, what? 3 in 1 lane. No.
3 in 1 lanes? Who the hell does that?
Why wouldn't you?
It's actually a big thing in Dota.
You could actually do 1-1-3 and then a jungle.
Why don't we just do a different map? Silence hits the room.
It for years.
I think he did, yeah.
I think we've talked about the map before.
This is only going until May 2nd. Right. I mean, excuse me, not May 2nd.
At first. Like,
March 2nd.
Unless it's a success.
Right? Yes.
Yeah, I told you it's a trial.
So,
trial by fire.
Why wouldn't it just stay in there? Like, I don't understand.
They've actually had a lot of posts about that, where they talk about the initial surge of activity is, you know, huge on that new game mode, of course, right? And then they've seen it drop off very dramatically. And instead of having to support another game mode and deal with balance or trying to figure stuff out to all of the other things, you know, they decide to drop it. Because they still try and balance for 3v3s, I guess, 5v5, and...
So the champions don't change depending on what game mode you play?
They do. Some of their abilities are scaled depending on what map you're on.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So if everything is balanced for one game mode, is it separately balanced for another game mode?
They have started doing that more and more. Okay. It was not originally, but they have been doing that more and more in patches.
Real quick, the 1v1, that's just a... Is that a
that's gone, isn't it?
Yeah, they had that for the... It was the winter, the snowdown showdown or whatever. Yes. They had that for like a week or two.
But can't you make your own custom 1v1?
You can. They had a special map for it.
Ah, okay.
It was one kill. Whoever got the
one
first
kill.
One kill
or 100 minions or the tower.
Correct.
So Gnossus was not a good choice in this.
No.
Silence.
They'd pretty much, well, unless you were just farming like crazy. And then
silence.
100 farm.
No.
Nobody's.
I just played my favorite Fiddlesticks and level 6 just ult win.
Yep.
Fiddlesticks is my boy.
Wow.
I got my first 20 kill game.
Ooh.
Was your KD?
Well, I went 20, 11, and 14.
Nice.
Wow. Now, to get Steven back in the conversation.
Ellen Page is gay?
Hold on, I wanted to ask one more thing.
Okay.
Since we have two more seasoned
vets,
athletes.
Wow. Their physical prowess.
That's actually a thing.
Yeah, they call it esports.
I guess I am. That's
we're in the presence of athletes.
No.
Athletes.
You couldn't tell by looking at him, I tell you that.
Just because I gained weight doesn't mean I'm less
okay,
so.
Your question was, good sir.
Aaron and I were playing some matches earlier, and we just got through the character select screen, and people were already complaining about who's going to win. And who, you know, is already set. Okay, someone's going top. Oh, this person's going bottom, so we lose. But why wouldn't people just be more open to switching tactics in mid-game?
Because it's way easier to just keep the meta and not think for yourself.
That's retarded. I'm sorry.
It's what happens. I mean, I'm not saying I don't do it, but you know, if you have tanky top lanes and you know kill lanes down bottom, people are just going to keep doing that. And the only way that it's going to change is if they see someone high profile enough, or they see it often enough, where they'll change along with it.
Interesting.
I think we need to make a video game bang
squad,
and then keep doing it
because
often enough.
We were in a game. I don't know if this is the one I was with Aaron, but someone else was set to play jungle, but they were garbage, and I was already set to do
top. It definitely
top,
wasn't me,
so I didn't have smite or nothing. But mid game, we were like, "Dude, we're getting torn up," and so he came top, and I started jungling without
actually, that
smite.
Have been me.
Fiddlesticks doesn't need smite
because
he has that.
Yeah, because he has that crazy
he do a
drain
amount
move.
Of damage in the jungle, but he has the sustain.
But so. It turned the tide of the whole game.
Steven, your thoughts on this?
Right.
Do you say welcome to the jungle when you
jungle? Steven has
let's make that part of the new meta.
It's
whenever you're in there, you just gotta say welcome to
the
jungle.
I hope this fun in
do you know where you are?
Questions,
you're
comments,
the jungle,
concerns
man.
About the 6v6? Any more?
I think
more?
It's going to come and go.
Come and go?
Yeah, it's
damn
come
right,
and go.
Preposterous.
But I want to see what they can do with an extra person. Because there's, I mean, how many times have you ever said, you're like, I really wish I had someone who could contest that objective or be part of the team or
flank
harder?
Well, then I feel like there's going to be like two jungles then, and then you're going to be like, It, I mean, it would be kind of cool in the sense that every single character, every single player would have to like be wary of being ganked at like any moment. Like,
right.
You're like, okay, I see one jungle over there. I think he's waiting over there in that bush. Because the game's all about positioning. So you take two steps, like Noel, terrible positioning.
Wow. Well, I love how we kick that pig even when he's not here.
Terrible. It's terrible. If you take like three steps forward, it's like someone just sees, oh, got him. And they just gank you. And
yep.
If the coordination's there, like it's, when you're playing against a duo queue or something like that, and they're in sync, it's not really fun for you. But I think it'd be fun for a week or two that they have it.
That would even allow three duo queues in one game.
Whoa, three of them. Don't
three duo queues?
Don't get crazy.
How's that going to mix with the AGCs and the ADS?
Oh my God, we're moving on.
The AB carry.
We
ABCs.
We are
nerd alert.
The ABC and the 1-2-3s.
We are definitely.
I don't know if I want to join this cult.
You do.
Yeah,
there's a lot of.
I mean, they have a long way to go. Especially that one at the end of the table.
Yeah, see, don't put me in the same.
First
class.
Of all,
I'm better than.
First of all, I don't care. Second of all, I don't care.
I know you fancy yourself a gay man, and I.
Game.
He said
game.
Aaron
you.
Also comes out
thank
the closet.
You.
You're not the other
no,
one, Alan.
No, sir.
Gay man. Gay man.
I am
what?
A gamer. I am a gamer. I mean, you could use that
I
phrase.
Just said, I think gaming. I think gaming.
I'm sorry. What's your high score on Flappy Birds?
oh, we went there.
I played it for about 2 minutes straight
I'm
and
saying.
Said, oh, wait, I have a life.
I played it for 5 hours straight and said, I don't have a life. 88. Drop the mic. Next story. We played a little Titanfall earlier on the beta, and I don't know. Can we talk about this?
Am I
yeah, we can talk about
it. Let me just give me one thing. Am I right?
Steven Gutierrez actually, in my opinion.
No, Steven. Okay.
In my opinion, Steven Gutierrez was right. To me,
so that
it
means
felt,
the game's terrible, people.
No, it's not terrible. The game just
the
felt
game is
like
Call of Duty with a giant walking
the
net.
Game felt
bit.
Like Call of Duty, definitely. More what? Maneuvers.
That's crazy. Almost like it's made by people who made Call of Duty.
I know, right? That's it's insane. But it has parkour elements to it. You can
parkour.
Get.
Parkour.
I can go anywhere.
Parkour.
Like pretty simple too, because it's just run, press A, and you're there.
It's just people jetpacking.
Everybody gets your. There's no kill streak, so you're always gonna get your mech after like 2 minutes.
Two
or so.
Minutes in
but
the game.
Dealing damage reduces the time that it takes.
I have no idea.
It might because it seems like it's staggered. Because not everyone's mechs tip? Didn't hit the ground at once.
Yeah,
because
if it was just like raining mechs, then
it's
it was just
raining mechs.
Wow. Hallelujah! That's
random
terrible.
Generic comment.
But I don't know. What did you your first impressions, Corey?
There got to be a single player. The game isn't worth $60, unfortunately.
Wow.
You're judging on a beta, which is limited.
No, but still even with the mechanics and stuff that they put into it, I'm always going to wonder like. How this could be better in a campaign. Because, like, the parkour is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, Aaron did some awesome stuff where,
I
like, damn it, why do I give him compliments?
Go ahead.
Why? Because when I would run up to the mech, I'd go underneath every time and jump in. But he, like, jumped off a building to his mech.
And stuff.
It
yeah.
caught him.
Yeah.
I was like, what? In a campaign, you and your mech are falling from the sky and you
go
over to your mech.
You also jump on your friend's mechs and sit on them and shoot as
never
well?
Never tried that.
We didn't try that.
Yeah, I kept jumping
he
on other
He jumped on an
mechs.
Enemy.
Well, yeah,
I always
jump
jumped
on
enemies,
ones,
yeah.
And you got to pop out and yeah.
Well, they always popped out and shot me.
Yeah, it's... Which is good. I really like. See, that's a very dynamic sort of thing. Obviously, beta was just started a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
So, like, not everyone's figured stuff out. Who knows how the balance is right now? Like, that's got to be tuned. You'll figure out what works. You know, it's not going to be.
But when you boil it down,
yeah.
All it really is
Attack on Titan.
Probably
the game.
Three. Yeah, no. Attack on Titan. It's probably
how dare you.
Three or maybe four game modes, a couple of different maps, and then some weapons. So is that
$60? Right?
Yeah, I know who's yeah. Is that $60 worth though?
I don't know.
For just a multiplayer? So you take out I mean nobody's played Call of Duty single player since
you'd be surprised.
Yeah, that's just sad for them. But
you worked at the same game store.
I know, and they would play it and then trade it right back in while I beat the single player and it's like you're stupid. But $60 just for a multiplayer game, like if that become successful, more people are going to follow, definitely. Mm. And then that'll just be the trend.
That's what
I'm
afraid
of.
They've been
only for a long time, haven't they?
With big titles, though? Because Titanfall is like the creme de la creme of
when
E3.
When you think about video games that only did multiplayer, what are we looking at here?
Shadowrun.
That was only multiplayer?
That was a bad game, period, though.
Exactly.
What was that? There was an air fighter game on the PlayStation.
Warhawk?
Warhawk was...
That was actually
That was
fun.
Crazy because it had like 60 on 60, Hawk? Didn't it?
Weren't they supposed to do
they
that
They did too? Do Starhawk, yeah. They did Starhawk.
I think Starhawk had its own campaign.
It might have, I don't know.
Yeah, I've never played either of those.
I think with the mechanics they built into Titanfall.
SOCOM was online only. That didn't do so well.
Yeah, that didn't do hot at all. And SOCOM was a big title, so there's actually one that flopped over.
There is technically a precedence, yeah.
Let's put a campaign in there. Maybe it'll be DLC later, but that pissed me off even more.
Because then you're paying 70, 80, maybe.
And you do realize they have a collector's edition for like $250.
Ridiculous.
Somebody's going to buy it.
They always have.
Oh, I already know what
it better come with a real life mech.
No, it's just.
I love how you took that seriously, though. No,
like,
it's not
no,
real
it
life.
Will
I thought
not.
About it though.
Yeah. It's a toy.
They are making them though. Real life mechs.
Oh yeah,
Exosuits.
Japan's already on.
Yeah.
They actually have one that you can buy. Have you seen that where it shoots the?
Yeah.
I watched Elysium the other night. It's pretty good.
Was that any good?
Yeah.
Elysium.
Pretty damn good.
It didn't seem like. You know why? Because it just seemed like at the end Matt Damon dies.
Matt Damon.
Wow, spoiler.
You know why? And I do this with movies all the time, I swear to you. If
spoil
I can predict
them to friends.
I've never
Aaron.
Seen
Oh, you anymore. Didn't know that?
No, I've never seen the movie.
Oh wow. Good.
But
thanks, Corey.
And now I know the end.
I was merely acting.
If I can see
Son of a
If I can
bitch.
See the ending in the trailer, I will not watch the movie.
That's a good point. That's like every chick flick ever when you go to the movies and they show the chick flick.
It's so irritating me. I watched Iron Man 3 for the first time yesterday.
Sometimes it's the journey, not the destination.
Ooh.
Screw that. It's all about the destination. That's what I'm going with. And the destination today, people, is Dungeons & Dragons.
Yay.
Like that segue?
Yeah, it was very good.
What happened to the segue, actually? I'm going to segue back to that. What happened to segues?
They're still there.
Probably. Yeah. Probably. Is it true the guy who... bought Segway died because his Segway went off a cliff. Did you guys hear about that?
No. Most epic death ever.
Can you not jump off of those things?
Not in this. Yeah, have you seen
you know what I'm saying? The Austin Powers scene.
Where they're going really slow.
No, he's on a Segway. No.
That's terrible. Because if he is dead.
Get out of the way.
You guys should feel terrible.
He just goes up.
That was the dude from Mad TV, wasn't it?
Yeah, Michael McDonald.
Yep.
Boom. That's called reference.
Random fact. Random fact.
Dungeons and Dragons, everybody. We've brought Alex, got his name right this time, back. I'm going to be switching. They look the same.
They look white.
Alex is our resident expert here on Dungeons and Dragons. He brought a plethora of books and hundreds of die.
At least
109. And this cool mat that he's... trying to paint a picture here
like
for everybody.
Honeycomb-esque.
In this sweet velvet sack.
He did bring... when he busted out that sweet
Aaron
velvet
knows
sack, we knew...
Aaron knows my sweet velvet sack. Right?
And I'm just looking at these miniatures that he brought as well.
In a zip-up hefty bag.
Cool. Green Lantern in here.
Yeah.
That's new. All right. Amongst the
fantasies,
how do those characters incorporate to the game?
They are just going to be placeholders for whatever you want.
Sweet.
Oh,
easier imagination. But it's easier to reference it mentally if you have a character that actually is there.
So for those that don't know too much about Dungeons and or Dragons.
I saw the movie.
That was terrible.
Sorry.
How dare you?
That was a horrible. With Marlon Wayans?
Yes, his name was Snails.
Oh, my God. And they killed him?
Awesome. And then he came back to life. What?
No, he did
that
not come back to
awesome.
Life. Give a quick
Jeremy
overview Adams, of Dungeons & Dragons, I guess, to the viewers, our listeners.
I mean, it's the pen and paper RPG that really started it all, where you get to imagine a world of fantasy with mages and warriors and
imagine a world
crazy
fantasy.
Creatures.
Warriors.
In a world.
One
crazy
man.
Creatures.
This
one. But you can
let's all just do that
design.
For a couple minutes.
Be elf and... You can just do a lot of really cool stuff in it. That
this game seems to have transcended time and like old games, they come and go. You know, you could probably pull out Boggle once or
can't pull out.
You know. But Dungeons & Dragons seems to go through different iteration after different iteration over and over.
A lot of that is the company that decided to pick it up.
Wizards of the Coast?
Wizards of the Coast. Because there was a lot of really bad marketing way back in the day.
Like in the 80s?
Probably. I don't know. Oh. Time is weird. I don't understand.
Where's Munchkin?
It's a wibbly wobbly.
Wibbly wobbly. Timey-wimey.
It always comes back to Doctor.
Hey, Aaron, what about some Munchkin, though?
Munchkin, well, Munchkin's more new, but if you look at Munchkin, it looks like it's based.
All based. It's all of it's based new. On this.
Most new. It's most new.
And newest. I found my Gandalf.
It is the newest of the new.
I know so, who I am.
Basically, uh-huh. Wizards decides to, well, or whatever. The creators have decided to update the rules based off of, you know, if there's a bad system previously. You know, if it's already published, it's too late. You can't really change it unless uh-huh. you make 3.5 off of 3.0 like they actually already did. But oh, wow. They try everybody. And keep it fresh and have it be newer and make sense and try a different system or something along those lines. They try and keep it fresh.
Now, we watched, me and Corey previously watched, porn. Not the whole thing. Yeah. Now, will you interject that in there?
Yeah,
not the whole thing.
Not the whole thing.
We watched.
The girls never came.
Yeah. It's not creepy if you cut it off at the blowjob.
Wow. We watched some Dungeons and Dragons on YouTube. Now, it was quote unquote celebrity Dungeons and Dragons.
That was a stretch.
You saw the one with Matthew Lillard, right?
No. I saw Matthew Lillard on G4 years ago, and he was so excited when they brought out like the new edition of D&D figurines, and he was just like, "Oh, this one isn't even supposed to be out yet. This is the Ice Dragon of."
Isn't he like a huge dick? Not dick, but competitive. Like,
oh no, yeah, he's hardcore. That man is hardcore, and he was trying to, I guess, you know, convey that through TV when he was getting all girly over the figurines. But the guys that we saw on YouTube who were supposed to be celebrities, we had no idea who these people were. They were sitting down and they had a whole bunch of inside jokes.
Chad, everybody. Yeah. Chad,
it was like watching
through.
A church because they'd say something. I'm going to spend an activity point. And everyone would go to activity point.
That's weird.
What does that mean? Is that
an action point?
Action point, yeah.
Yeah.
You can spend an action point to get an extra action on your.
Whenever someone said it, it was like the magic word in Pee-wee's Playhouse.
That's weird.
Yeah, action boy.
When I was looking at this thing, I don't know. I'm going to give you an honest thought that went in my head.
He has
Gryffindor.
Yeah.
Exactly. He has a Gryffindor.
And, but
hand,
I thought,
everybody.
Like, I'm going to ride this motherfucker. I'm looking at a Griffin thing.
So there's a lot of stuff here. He has, like, multiple books, a monster's manual. Will you be getting all your monsters from this manual?
Probably.
None off the top of the dome here?
Can I draw my own?
You can draw your own all you
stick
want.
So it's just a circle with arms and legs.
Clearly,
there's
it's
no
Pac-Man.
Neck, no body.
He's
no
called
neck.
The Rolling Monstrosity.
But yeah, they have templates to make your own. So okay. And you can even take the monsters that are in there and just change it. So if it's like a lightning elemental, you can be like, well, I don't want it to be lightning. I want it to be fire. And then you just change all of its powers to fire, and there you go. So it's a lot of imagination.
Imagine.
So that's what we're going to try to use. Yeah.
That was a magic word for us, everybody.
Video game bank. Wow. So looking. So today's episode, we're going to go through. During the break, we're going to do the boring stuff. We're going to.
I don't think it's boring stuff.
You don't think it's boring stuff?
I think that's actually rather exciting. Because everything is so. I like.
It's brand new for you guys, so you have genuine excitement about learning about it.
Yeah, like.
I don't have that anymore.
I really. The thing I like about Dungeons and Dragons.
I don't have that.
I've
dead
never
inside.
Played.
Dead inside.
Like, nobody at this table besides Alex has ever played Dungeons and Dragons. But the thing that I think attracts me to it is one, it's
which
storytelling.
Means I can lie to them.
One is storytelling.
You went down this corner and died. That's how the game works.
That's how it works.
And then two, the randomness of events and I guess the stat building, the way that we're going to do it.
Yeah, so go ahead and explain the stat building, how we're going to do it.
So basically we're just going to roll 4 die, take away the lowest number out of the die, and that'll be the stat for our...
And we're not going to be able to rearrange those numbers?
Like, no.
Okay.
So,
you will level up.
If you roll, three, four?
Can I start with 12?
No, you can't. Did you bring papers for the our stats, or are we going to use an app? What are we doing here?
Print out more character sheets.
I'll print out some more character
sheets. You always need more.
He's already taken leadership. Look
yeah,
at that.
Hey, Alex is a leader.
And give me my
amongst
Kool-Aid,
men.
Too, while you're at it.
Wow. That's
and I want a juice box, bitch! Now!
Yelling at my wife when she comes downstairs. Meatloaf!
Meatloaf!
We're going to create our characters during the break. When we come back, I guess we're going to introduce our characters to everybody on the radio show. and go through, I guess, a little... Do we have to make our background history of our characters?
I'm Batman.
Yeah, of course we do.
All right. This is going to be entertaining. I love creativity.
This is going to be therapeutic.
Oh, it's going to be very therapeutic.
I got some demons.
I have a feeling we're not going to be friends at the end of this.
Well, we're supposed to be. We're working
together. I said, give me the invisibility potion. You didn't give it to me. I don't like you anymore. And friend on Facebook.
We saw some of the stuff where some of the random things that were happening on the video we were watching. They found a bird. And then they found a little mini guy. And then the bird flew off the guy's shoulder and ate the mini guy. And it was just like, well, first of all, the bird's a dick.
Yeah.
And then second of all, who the hell told the bird to eat the little mini guy without letting us talk to him? So I'm expecting some stuff like that. What is one of your favorite stories from Dungeons & Dragons?
Favorite story?
Yeah. Good experience.
Mind you, you
only have about 5 minutes.
Oh, man.
Clock's ticking.
I already talked about the one on the Wizard's Disc where we were in a... Lord's castle.
That wasn't on the show, though.
No.
Right? Oh, no, maybe it was.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That was a nighttime story.
Let's get a recap.
So we were tasked with stealing something from an influential lord, and we eventually got what we needed, but we triggered every alarm in the damn place and alerted every guard somehow because someone failed a sneak check or something. And so we're like, well, how do we get out of here quickly? Well, all right, we'll jump out the window. So we jumped out the window, and then it had, like, I think it had a moat around it or something like that, or a chasm we had to get across. And we're like, well, how are we going to get across this? This is impossible. And the wizard's like, I can make my floating disc. And we're like, yeah, we'll do that. And then we, like, you know, like, cool, it's a great idea. We're like, look, exactly what it does. Like, all right, so it moves at, like, really slow speeds, and it doesn't float very high off the ground. So, all right, cool. I guess we'll make it. And then we get over the chasm very slowly, and we're all riding on it, an entire party, and it's barely holding us. And then they get to the other side, the guards and everything, and they start chasing us.
So they're waiting for you over there already.
Yeah, they're basically waiting for us.
They're like, one of these assholes.
And then we had to run into the forest.
Yeah, they're like, we thought you guys would never make it.
And they're just waving at us. Yeah.
Hey, we're going to go to sleep. Wake us up when you're here so we can kill you.
We still see you.
We see you. No, and then we ran into a forest to run away after that, and all of us succeeded at running away except our paladin, who's wearing full plate mail. I'm pretty sure he was a dragonborn, too. So he's a huge, hulking, armored brute, and he doesn't get away. And so he decides to climb a tree, which is an idea. I don't know if it's good, but whatever. So he climbs a tree, but he fails to hide from them.
Man.
And then so he decides to jump out and try and surprise them, but he fails to jump out and land correctly.
A lot of fun rules.
Yeah, he failed a lot, is what it turns out to be. Because he was trying to do things that a giant armored dragon-like creature
Why not just
thing.
Pretend to be a tree?
I am a tree.
You have to roll a 21 to get that one.
So that might have worked.
Might have worked. But yeah, so that was really funny that it was just like, and then we had to go back and save him. Although I think he did end up landing on one of the guards when he jumped out and actually dealt damage to the guard more so than himself.
Interesting.
So like it actually sort of worked.
This is what we're going to be doing for you people. Yeah. We're going to create a magical world in the minds of the listeners.
I actually got a good visual of that entire
Yeah,
that's
I
good,
know, right?
And that's what you're supposed to get from.
This is the imagination thing. If you don't have an imagination, get
then
the fuck out.
You.
Thank you, Steven.
So, yeah, that's pretty much a lot of this. And a lot of imagination.
Used to throwing dice, though. So.
If you're still all the time, like, can't get enough of it.
Don't go in his house. Semen everywhere.
If you're still with us after the break, get prepared for some very interesting D&D. Stick around. Weekend Video Game Bang coming at you.
Didn't even touch his Xbox controller.
That's gross.
Wow.
Did we end at the right time?
No, like 7 minutes.
Well, you can move that back anytime. It's on you.
During this break, the Video Game Bang crew took an extended period of time to begin creating their characters. They exhausted the Dungeon Master with very trivial questions and things that didn't matter. What you are about to hear is the team finally reaching the point where they get to roll the 6-sided die for their statistical points. Enjoy.
If you're Yu-Gi-Oh,
I am the mage with everything.
If you're Yu-Gi-Oh, you could have basically 18 of that stat.
We're back.
Welcome back to the weekend bang.
So in the game, am I going to turn into a monkey?
Maybe. It's not Jumanji. So now we're making our characters and classes. And we actually decided to roll for our stats. So this is a random roll. Normally, you roll the dice, right? And then you would get to pick the number and put it in the whatever you wanted, right?
There's Alex, different ways to do it, right?
You.
Yes.
We're going to do a random 18. Roll. So we've decided to roll at the same time. So,
right,
if you hear
so everybody has four dice. We're going to roll.
We're going to roll. There it is.
Awesome.
Okay. And now we're all going to write down the first, our high number here.
Into the strength. So into we just rolled for strength.
We all just rolled for strength.
Guys, I have to re-roll.
Why?
Because I picked it up and dropped the dice. All right.
Wow. All right. Already cheating, but it's okay.
We all have to re-roll then.
Okay, fine. It's all
no, right. We're not all re-rolling. Fuck that.
Oh, well, whatever. I just picked up the dice again. All right,
what do we got?
No, you're keeping
I'm
that shit.
I'm not keeping that.
Yes, you are. No,
okay, I'll keep
he's freaking... Oh, wow. Man, even Stevens is cheating.
So even clearly, Steven.
Clearly. I think
we haven't entered the world yet.
You're not do stuff to him.
Gross.
Right? I mean, like,
punish him.
Aren't
yeah.
Dungeon Master.
No, Dungeon Master, like God. Like he
hasn't started yet.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. Right.
We gotta watch
once
Steven.
We get
that's
in the game. Yeah, no, he's screwed. He's,
all right. So
what you did,
should we do that then? Like, if you get, we'll let you re-roll one. Like, if you
what,
roll
mulligans?
It and it's terrible, one mulligan for one.
No, you're gonna roll seven of them. Oh
no!
No,
no,
because
we're going down.
Order,
yeah.
Huh?
One mulligan for your entire stats. Steven already used his.
Seven.
One mulligan and you have to reroll all of them?
No. He's
okay.
Saying you get one stat.
Like if your constitution
re-roll.
Is like
I am.
Three.
I'm down with that.
Okay, so Steven, you already used yours.
Right, whatever, fine.
All right, right, so what do we
cheer.
Got so far?
Hold on, so.
Math is hard.
Yeah, especially when you're on a podcast.
That's terrible that your math is that terrible.
Math
okay.
is hard.
My strength is 17, people.
That's why you didn't
wow,
want to reroll.
Wow, my strength is 14.
My strength's 14, too.
Mine's 11, and I'm a wizard, so I don't
know. Okay, all right.
I'm choosing my wizard stat.
So we're on to the next one. We're going for constitutional. Right.
Constitution roll
here
right
here.
Here
we go, Abel. Roll them.
Well,
son of a bitch, I am the luckiest man alive.
Good Lord.
Those are loaded dice. Please check them.
Oh, wow.
All right, here we go
again. Hot dice here.
Hot hands in a dance game, baby.
I'm going to be a tanky. I'm going to be...
Aaron knows all about that.
No, Joe Rogan, this ain't the first time I smoke penis.
So are we going around Constitution? I got a 14 again.
16 Constitution, 16 everybody.
As well.
12. I'm sabotaging this
you
mission. I've already decided.
Guy.
All right.
We will carry you.
We're going for that dexterity, everybody. Roll the dice.
Yep.
Here's
I'm
my
totally
crap
sabotaging
roll.
This. This
oh,
is,
nice.
I don't even want to play this game anymore.
14.
Don't even want to play
holy
this
crap.
Game. I got
9. I'm at 14 dexterity right now.
Steven's going to be
at 15 dexterity.
Not very strong.
It's okay. We will make him. We will get him through this damn thing.
I want you to die.
Sabotaging this mission.
So can I roll the intelligence, everybody? Let's see who's the idiot.
I'm going to
roll
be Steve Buscemi.
Oh, nice.
See. I guess no, I'm the idiot.
You're the idiot.
Jeez.
I kind of want to do that again. I got a 13.
Actually,
I got
yeah.
a 13 too.
Hold on.
Brothers.
I'm going to save my mulligan real quick because I got a 10.
I got a 10 too.
So I'm going to write that on the side
who
here.
Who gave me these dice? This 10. Is the worst dice in all right, the world.
Let's roll. Well,
this is before any of your racial modifiers.
Yeah, well, you get modifiers too, Steven.
Let's go,
oh, no, I don't give
let's
a
go
shit.
With
Steven
wisdom.
Shit.
We're going wisdom. Roll that dice, people.
Wisdom.
Who's the
you know
wise?
Why? It's because no. I rolled the 18. You
know.
Bitches got upset and then made me roll
the
again.
Tens.
I just rolled the same number twice. What the bullshit?
I got 13 again.
14. 14 wisdom.
13.
My wisdom is at 10.
Are we doing cha?
Man, I am... I should now
right,
my name
I mean,
is going
to
be
a room full of charisma right now.
All right, yeah, let's do some cha here. Ready? Roll them dice.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh.
Wow, my one good number.
What 17. In the Lord's good name?
Seven. I'm going to use my mulligan since.
That's so awesome. My lowest one was my strength, which I don't need.
I got to use my mulligan on this one because my other ones were tens, and this one was what?
Oh my gosh! The one stat
your
I wanted.
Your mulligan. That was your mulligan,
oh
sir.
Oh my gosh.
That's awesome.
Somebody
hey,
has
an over there.
I am going like all warrior then. No.
I guess you have to.
No
yes!
talking skills.
I'm sorry if I screamed into the microphone. I got a 15.
Aaron really gets into dice. So.
I sure do. Hot hands in a dice game, baby.
Ashley to classy.
Wow. So our stats have been determined.
I will stay
stats
exactly where I was.
By the dice.
Determined.
Min.
So let's hear.
Do we get to
a
choose
rundown.
When you use
all
your
right,
mulligan? I have to use the mulligan.
So
dice,
far,
or?
Aaron Carter, retract size matters. his strength is at 14. His constitution is at 14. Dexterity 15. Intelligence 10. Wisdom 10. and charisma 15.
So you're pretty stupid, eh, boy?
Yeah, but I can talk like I'm smart. So it's actually mimicking real life.
It's real life. Yeah. This is actually real life. Let's see. I don't have a name yet. But
Corey, I think your mother calls you.
That's my slave name.
Wow.
Strength at 17. You're welcome. Constitution, 16. That's what she said. Dexterity, 14. Intelligence, 13. Wisdom, 14. Charisma, 8.
Ooh.
Ooh. Yeah,
that's going to hurt. So,
smell bad.
The strong silent type?
Not
strong
very good in the type? Sack then, are you?
I'm a dragonborn,
so. Not a fan of the ladies, are you, Trebek?
So it's like real life, all of
you? So far, so good. Steven, what you got over there?
Strength is 14. Pretty reasonable.
Not bad.
Yeah, my constitution, 12. Dexterity, 9.
Your dick's real life.
Your dexterity?
My dexterity.
9 inches. Intelligence, I had to read that word. Okay, 10.
Yep.
That explains a lot. Wisdom, 10.
Yep.
And my charisma, 15.
You know, for someone who cheated rolling like 8 times.
He's still pretty shitty numbers. Stats.
I did.
Adam
I
Chesler.
I turned into a monkey because I cheated.
I got the most kind of just straightforward. I got strength 11, constitution 16. Dexterity 14, intelligence 13, wisdom 13, and charisma 17.
Wow. Nice.
So I'm very good in bed.
Double digits for me and Adam over here. Sorry for you guys and your whatever you
and
had.
And I got 11 on strength, and that's something I don't need.
It's because somebody didn't want me to have my 18, you bastard.
Someone who just wants to go, hey guys, you ready? Okay. That's an 18.
Yeah.
That's
an 18. And he rolled an 18. That is ridiculous.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm keeping that. I'm using that for strength.
Yeah.
So now we kind of did it this way. So this will kind of shape and form our decisions of what classes we will
I'm
going to
be the
choosing.
Most useless class.
Because beforehand, Corey was just going to go
Mexican.
With Bard.
Yeah.
It's racist.
Apparently, Steven was just going to go with the Mexican class and
Siesta
be
class.
Good at building stuff, I guess. I want to roll to build a wall.
Use my action points to take a siesta.
So now we have to get a little bit into the character classes, right?
Yep, that'd be next. Now you should pick race and class and go from there.
All right, we'll be back.
Testicles.
It was at this point when the shitteth hitteth the faneth. After several exhausting hours of selecting classes, researching races, choosing weapons and armor, the crew began to slow down. In a moment of stupidity, Aaron the Clumsy, getting up from his chair, kicked the microphone stand, dropped the microphone to the ground, somehow destroying Corey's mixer board. In an act of brilliance, he quickly found a smaller mixer, added it to the system, and forced Steven the Obscene and Adam the Penis Joke Maker to share a microphone. Stay tuned for the epic conclusion of the video game bangs delving into Dungeons and Dragons.
So it's been about an hour and a half plus.
We're back.
And we're still writing our names.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
It turns out, everybody, that creating a character in Dungeons and Dragons is much more difficult than you would think.
Think about writing a 10-page essay on the... circulatory
system.
You
didn't even get the title of the essay.
It's like doing your taxes and filling
that's
out
it,
a
website. Actually. It's like doing your taxes
and
without TurboTax.
And filling out a resume at the same time.
Yeah,
and a job app.
Without TurboTax.
No
yeah,
TurboTax
taxes. Definitely difficult. We've got our basics. We've got our abilities. We've got our stats, classes, you know,
feats.
What have you. Our feats. Feats of strength. Equipment. We got our armors down, right, everybody? Everybody has armor? Oh, my
Steven,
God.
Steven, let's do some
updates. Have armor.
Let's do some updates. So.
Quick update. Yeah.
Aaron knocked over a microphone and pretty much wrecked the entire sound.
I didn't wreck the entire. I just wrecked.
He was just trying to get in character.
Exactly.
So I applaud him.
Is he a barbarian?
No.
That's what he's acting
but
like.
I am.
So we had to switch things up. So if you notice some change in the audio, it's probably because we're using a whole new setup. Sit-ups.
Yep, we're all
actually doing sit-ups.
We're on the ground. Keep the blood flowing.
So that explains that. And Aaron, so tell us a little bit about your character.
My character's name is Retrack Seismatus. I am a elf warlord, a 6-foot elf warlord, 170 pounds.
Elven.
Elven warlord. And that's my deity is Bahamut, the god of justice.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's very. I'm 444 years old, by the way.
My goodness.
And Negro years, that means I'm over 1,000.
Damn, 20.
Black History Month, I want to remind everybody.
There it is. There it is.
Adam Pereira, what do you got?
That's so terrible.
I am the wizard Randuin. I am an Eladrin. Eladrin species, I guess, if you want to go by that. I'm only a 44-year-old Eladrin. I guess that makes me a baby elf.
Kind of a baby.
How are you, kind of a baby.
Yeah, it didn't really put a lot of room. I could have put like 1,800, but the line's not big enough. Okay. So.
Does that mean Aaron's your daddy?
I'm highborn. He's actually, he's a wood elf.
He's lowborn because he's black.
Wow.
And I'm sure we'll get into that throughout the story.
Oh, it will be somewhere in there.
I worship the god. What was that called? I own the god of knowledge, which makes sense. And apparently, I'm the tank. I'm the tank wizard.
Tank wizard.
I got
the high con roll.
That high constitution. I have crap strength, but everything else is awesome.
Steven's clearly a class 10 eating pretzels.
Steven is a class 10 a lot
go
of things
ahead.
Right
so,
now.
So my character Steven. Still doesn't have a name.
Wow.
But I am a barbarian.
I thought you were Conan.
Yeah.
I changed it because I might go Dave.
Good Lord.
The barbarian.
Dave the barbarian.
It's a nighttime talk show host, basically, everybody.
Dave the
I am human, whatever that is. My size, medium. Medium small. You know, sometimes that's
extra medium.
I'm a male, obviously. I'm 6 foot, 200 pounds.
Long walk.
Is everybody 6 foot in the group?
I'm 6'1".
I don't have a deity because I'm freelance right now. I don't know. Whatever the highest bidder, that's what I'll do.
He said, I'm perusing religions.
How are your roles?
Find one that works.
My roles were shitty.
What's your ability?
So my plans are to sabotage these bastards without them knowing.
You'll notice Adam and Steven kind of playing around with levels because when Aaron screwed up the entire
sound
system.
Why did that screw it up?
He just started dancing and kicking over microphones.
and apparently it affected our mics, not his mic.
Ruined everything.
Okay, I'll
the
be
inputs
honest.
Are a
it was
off.
Probably unrelated, you know, but the board died. So, in result, Adam and Steven have to share a microphone.
We both smoke the same pole now.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for them to go in at the same time.
And then just touch kiss.
Lock cheeks.
Like, did the Eldrin and the human just kiss each other? That's...
I didn't know this game was against the homosexuals.
Yes. That's terrible.
Totally
what do you got? What do you got, Corey? What are you working with?
Where did I get the word Draconis? Is that from something?
Draconic and penis put together.
I don't know what you call it, Draconis.
Draconis? Is that? Did I? I didn't make that up. Did
Draconis? No.
That's probably a word that exists out there somewhere.
And if it isn't, somebody's copywriting it right now.
Yeah,
I'm writing it down right now. That's
King
my name, Draconis.
Draconis.
With a K, so it's like Drake Conus.
Wow.
Draconis.
So you're a level
so
one rapper.
Combine.
Start. Started from the bottom, now I'm here.
That's terrible. It's clearly level one rapper.
There's a little
level
there.
One rapper.
I am a level one fighter. Dragonborn. Medium size. I'm 25 years old, so I'm just a little baby dragon.
There's a lot of babies on this
I know,
group.
Right?
Who knows?
This is Muppet Babies. The only one that's 400 years plus.
You're
444 years old.
You're the nanny or
you're
whatever.
The pedophile.
Clearly. Wow.
Gender male, of course. I'm 6'5", 247 pounds, lawful good, and I...
You're 6'5", 247 pounds?
Yeah.
That's pretty skinny for a 6'5", isn't it?
Well, I wanted to stay a little light on my
board.
Feet.
You should be like...
Like 300 and... Yeah, like...
Yeah, I went within the ranges that the book gave me, sir. I'm a young dragon.
Okay.
Room to grow.
Hasn't filled out yet.
Yeah.
He hasn't hit that.
I'm a level one.
He hasn't hit
soft
dragon
scales?
Puberty.
Listen, is that what it is? Yeah,
listen,
soft scales.
Soft scales, yes. Listen. Yo, listen.
Wow.
If I was like a level 10 or something and I was, you know, that size or that age and that weak.
Your story's already boring me. I'm already sick of it.
It wouldn't make sense.
I guess. I mean, hey, I don't know what the lifespan of dragonborns are.
So you're like a 400-year-old elf that's a level one.
440.
So what the hell have you been doing for 440
TV.
Years?
Nothing but TV. Exactly. Watching TV.
Real quick, I've officially changed my age from 44 to 721.
That's even
because
sad.
I'm the wizard and I have the gray elven hairs. Adam.
But you're level one. I mean, what he just said kind of makes a little sense.
Think about any game.
And that's Aaron giving me props.
You are now a level one warrior, but you look like you're 49 years old.
Yes.
I will start today.
You made that life decision.
It's got to start sometime.
So this whole
you were a gatherer, now you're a hunter.
This whole creation thing actually took way longer than I thought it was even going to.
I warned them. I want all of you people to know.
Well, what do you mean, you people?
Might I say real quick that you started off very slow on the teaching aspect. You're like, go, have fun.
Yes.
We had to like pick your brain. Like, wait, what's this? What's that?
Because I can do this in my sleep
now. We have basics down for our characters, I don't think I'll be making a second until...
It gets easier.
Yeah, until it gets a lot easier.
Turn one, I'm going to stab yours through the heart and make you start all over.
Make your reroll.
I will use Resurrect of the Mind. And that's
you'll make a wish.
Exactly. After we make our characters, what's the next step? Alex Bags.
Yeah. Are you actually done?
No, I'm just saying. Right, like once everything's set in stone.
That's when we'll start actually moving along with the campaign, kind of start up a starting thing, and then you'll all...
Have you got any story plots in line?
I do have story plots in mind.
Okay. Do we come up with any of our backstory at all for our own personal...
No, you can come up with backstories, though. That's good, because it'll give you a reason to be where you are.
I think.
Does that affect anything?
It can.
If I was born in fire, does that make me +2 to fire resistance?
No. How about that be a little homework that makes it weird. For the next episode?
I quit.
Yes.
When we come back to gather and we meet in whatever tavern, bard, or whatever, we'll have our backstories. And that'll be the beginning. And we can present these backstories in the episode.
I was like born in fire. And I have a +2 to fire resistance. I want it
500 words, double space.
Screw that. 500 words. You crazy?
MLA format.
I'm actually going to do... You should probably... Because you're...
I'm just going to run around naked.
Have you ever heard of your race there, Adam? Eldranian?
Eladrin? No, actually. I had to ask about it because... He's like, they're elfier than elves. I'm like, that's the
That means they're aliens.
I am human Mach 2. I'm an evolution.
So, I mean, we should probably do some type of... You're human, right, Steven?
Of course.
Humans eating pretzels.
Of course.
Jeez. So you really don't have any... that's going to be a weird backstory.
I banged all your mothers.
Wow.
And now we're friends.
I've already noticed that humans are broken because they can, like, do anything. They're the most malleable race. Because
we're real bitches.
Wow.
Rampage!
Did that spike high enough for you over there?
Blowing out eardrums.
We're using a board. We're not just going to imagine everything.
No,
dragons?
We'll imagine some of it, but for, like, the...
That's actually...
The nitty-gritty Steven's combat.
Uh-huh.
It's better...
Says the dragonborn.
Yeah.
It's better to use... actual mat with the squares represented out and stuff like that. So that way you can actually have, yes, it's good to imagine, but that way you have a physical representation that you actually share with everyone else that everyone's seeing the same exact thing.
Question.
Ooh.
Must I bring props?
Ooh.
Do we get bonus props?
Second question. Can I bring props?
You can bring props. You can bring what you want.
Third statement. I'm bringing props.
Fourth statement, I'm bringing you all props in addition to
retraction.
Mine.
Dildos optional.
Terrible. What the props? If you come in like a robe with a beard.
I swear to God, I will be in my best Gandalf outfit.
So, did you put that together?
I'll walk in the door. I have no memory of this place.
Oh my gosh. That's the thing I'm worried about. Not worried about, but I was like, who's going to get that?
I will bring Matthew Lillard, and we will both dress up.
Hey, he's a big fan. I don't know what he's doing with his movie career, but he's probably playing D&D somewhere right now since he's got so much time.
She's
with
all
him.
That too. Ray Prince
Jr. Hey, he was in Hackers. All right.
In what?
Hackers.
Hackers was like 93.
Is that an issue? SLC Punk.
For an actor,
scary
yes.
movie, the first one.
He was also in the 13th Ghost, right?
He got paid $5 for each of those films.
There you go.
In the 90s.
That's terrible. That's
he was
terrible.
Also on Law and Order SVU.
What are we excited for in this game, though, people? Round table. Corey, what are you excited for?
I'm excited to get started, honestly.
Yeah.
I'm excited to finish this thing.
Yeah, I'm excited to finish character creation, probably one of the other big things here. And I'm excited to work together, build some friendships.
Steven. I'm excited to break hearts.
I'm just going to bang all your mothers.
And then be friends.
And then be friends.
Adam, what do we...
Real quick, round robin. So you said there was no evil.
No evil?
You're not going to be evil.
I'm not going to be evil.
What no one it? Is going to be evil.
Starting or period?
Period.
So, it makes it so saith...
I've found, so the god of, I've found it to be too difficult when someone's acting counter to traitor. The rest of the group. Especially with, like, starting out.
So me being neutral, I'm not really counterproductive. I'm just saying fuck everybody.
As long as you help the group.
You can't really say F everybody. F you. Here's a motion.
I'm neutral, but I'll help you out. I'm actually, after doing this whole process, I'm really excited to kind of just... After seeing what abilities I have and what abilities I will get, I want those abilities.
Wow. Is leveling pretty steady and progressive? Like, is it steady flow?
It depends. It's kind of however it goes.
How often does it take to fruition? Like, how many hours would you say is put in?
It depends.
It does depend.
I mean, like, if we did, like, 2 hours a weekend, like, this would take, like, a couple months.
What's stopping me from creating a character and saying, oh, I'm a level 30 and going to some other dragon?
One at a time. One question at a time,
sorry,
please.
Go ahead. Sorry. You have the floor.
You'll move at a decent clip if you do a couple hours a week. I was in a group where we were a lot slower than probably what we should have been, and we didn't get too far. I mean, we had a lot of fun, but we didn't really move too far through campaigns. We would be able to get through a couple encounters every couple of weeks probably, which was a lot slower than it should have been.
I will let Corey have the floor now.
So if I were to make a character and just say, oh, I'm level 30 and I have all these abilities and go play with other people.
Okay.
You know, what's keeping them from calling bullshit?
A call from Alex.
when you don't know when to use abilities properly.
Yeah, I mean, it's you'd have to learn. God. It's a bigger burden of knowledge if you go higher level, in my opinion. So the more abilities you have, the more like feats and stuff like that, the more
you have to keep track of everything, right?
You have to keep track of everything. So, well, I mean, you should, because otherwise you won't.
I mean, like, literally, you have to keep.
You have to write a lot of stuff. And, yeah, like, you have to, and all of the stats will be different. So I mean, you can. It's just for me, it just seems like too much of a burden of knowledge.
I can't just tell people I rolled an 18 every single time. Like, I got that lucky.
I mean, you can't. Some people do a point buy system, so you could have just point buy bought all of your stats into a certain or used an array and just use that.
So it's kind
of
like this is a martial art.
And
you can get your black belt from different people means different things.
Yeah, no, it depends on your group. A lot of it depends on your group.
Did
and
any
your
of you play StarCraft?
Yes,
like a lot, like multiplayer, like the modded ones.
No,
there was a game called Heaven versus Hell. And there was two teams and then one god. So usually the person who made the game chose god. You would try to please god or piss god off.
Do you please him orally or
there was beacons across the map. Wow. You would try to sacrifice and give minerals and whatever to this god. And if you pleased him, he would give you more characters. Or if he was just pissed off at the world, he would just curse you. So your main mission was to either piss him off. So I think there might have been some kind of benefit to if you were if the hell side. But God gave you pretty much whatever he decided. You can give him like one mineral and he'd be like, you know what? No one else gave me minerals. Boom, here you go. 50 soldiers or whatever. And that's kind of isn't that kind of how the Dungeon Master is? It's like you can kind of based off of how like if one of us was just mucking about, messing around, not really helping the team out, you could just be like, oh, okay, you know, here comes a level 5,000 dragon or something like that that you have to
And the thing is it can also be even craftier than that. It could be if you're screwing off and not listening and, like, you know, we come to your turn and it's always taking way too long on your turn or whatever for no real reason, you can roll an attack and it might miss even though it actually hit, because I'm the one who has the defenses. I can tell you when it hits or misses.
Why were you looking at me the whole time?
No reason, Steven. No reason.
So you're a quite... Dungeon Master, would that be considered like you are the god of... Or you're the fate of...
Because you also want to guide them through the story. So it's not necessarily... I mean, yes, I play all the bad guys. I get to play all the characters aside from your characters. But... For me, it's more bringing you through the story and then helping you create your own stories too. I don't want you all to die on the first encounter. That's lame. It sucks, because then you'd have to roll up new characters and I'd be here forever. But
if we rape a village, you have to play the village, right?
Sorry, didn't turn. We are raping you. Is that what you're trying to get at?
That's what I got from that.
Wow.
But yeah, it's. Yes, you know, and I want to reward you guys for good play as well. So if you role play something really, really well, or if you come up with a really good idea on how to do something that's really inventive and unique, you might get secret bonus modifiers that you don't know about, and it might not have actually worked, but I said it worked, so you get to do it, you know?
I know friendships have been broken because Dungeon Master has been true to his word. Like, if you keep messing around, something's going to happen, and then, oh, you're dead, or oh, you get... All your gold's taken or something like that.
Yeah, in one of the groups I was in, it was my little brother's friend playing, and he screwed off a lot. And then my little brother was like, all right, like roll a d6. He's like, okay. It's like, all right, you take that much damage. He's like, what? Why? He's like, because you're screwing around all the time.
Act of God.
And yeah, now your turn's over.
You sprained your ankle. Lightning struck, and that's how much damage you've taken.
Exactly. So it is power, yes. But I'll use it wisely.
We're going to get some of these figurines in here too, right? As actual monsters.
I keep looking at these and thinking.
Those we're going to use as monsters, but I mean, there's a bunch of figurines of a whole bunch of stuff.
There's all the Incredible Hulk and Green Lantern.
Incredible Hulk and Green Lantern. We use those mostly as like stand-ins. The way we used them in the other group I was in, we used them for monsters. So they represent monsters, and you know, I'll tell you what they are. So like, I'll point to one. I'll put a bunch out and be like, this is a goblin sharpshooter, or this is a hobgoblin, or this is an orc or something like that. Even though they won't look like that, that's what they'll actually be.
Looks like a broken hero clicks to me.
I think it's literally a broken hero clicks.
Well, way to call him out.
It's not mine.
And that's we know who's part. Getting struck by lightning. Exactly.
This is just a broken hero's clicks. Roll the die.
It's just a lightning bolt in your anus.
Roll the die.
Corey, roll a d6.
Damn it.
That's how much damage you take.
That's how much damage you take.
Three.
Three damage.
Times six.
Wow. I really want to see this. I want to see the board all played out. Do they have environments in, like, they have figurines? Yes, physical environments.
Yeah, they do sometimes. But, see, the thing is it changes so often. We found that, like, just drawing like, a basic grid will help you just know where everything is. Uh-huh. Because, again, most of it's supposed to live up in your imagination. That's what it is. Because anything you see in your imagination will be way cooler than what they're going to make anyways.
I think we're going to have like four different imaginations going on.
Because I know I pictured things differently than everyone else.
Like if it ever came true, you'd be like, well, that was a blue dragon in my... Well, that was a red one in mine, so... Well.
Yeah, no, it'll be like that. Which is fun, because that means you get to picture what you want. And that's what I want you guys to do.
Well, we're putting a lot in your hands, sir.
I know, it's terrifying. For
penises...
Adam, one more penis joke and you gotta roll a d6, bro.
I've said it like 8 times. I apologize.
So even when we're not recording, people, this is just Adam.
We've pretty much wrapped up all the character creations. What are we missing? Have you seen around everybody's? What are we missing?
Did you do your passive perception and stuff like that?
I thought I did do my passive and perception.
I don't see it.
Well, then you're not very perceptive.
Also your attacks, and that's about it. And yeah, and just backstory is basically it.
We might have to do that tomorrow because I got
horrifying
text. Now the phone call.
And I'm the only one wearing the headphones, and I can hear that the lovely ending music has popped on, so I'll let you guys all know that.
It's a bad time. Wow. Well, it has been a daunting experience.
We were warned.
But it did build excitement.
For us, yeah. I hope if you're listening and you want to hear more, if you have suggestions. Well, that's the thing, too. Like, for them, this has just been 30 minutes.
Yes.
Of a, you know, of
for
a
us,
segment.
It's been a lifetime.
For us, this is,
It has literally been a lifetime.
It's been 444 years. That's how long it's been.
721.
I'm only 721. This is nothing.
And then the next encounter, I believe we're going to start our magical journey.
So basically, we're going to start, we're going to record Ramrod this thing tomorrow.
Car Ramrod.
Car Ramrod.
And then we're going to continue the weekend bang and the normal show on during the week as normal. So then, and then this will be a added little segment we're doing.
Don't call it a quickie.
Yeah,
it doesn't feel like that.
And we're gonna launch them maybe in, depending on how quick the game goes, maybe 30-minute segments. Maybe
we'll roll a die and we'll see.
We'll roll a die.
Yeah,
we'll D6 it.
Yeah.
Wow, this is, what did we become?
I don't know. I told you.
Happens overnight.
A chance.
Away. I was afraid that might come out different. Well, anyway, let's wrap this up, right?
Let's kick this pig.
Okay, so then for Alex, Adam, Steven, and Corey, I'm Aaron saying roll a D12.
Rampage!
We'll see you when we see you.
Peace.
Bye.
Thus concludes the first entry into the video game Bang's Reveling in Dungeons & Dragons. If you enjoyed what you heard today, then that is excellent, because we will be releasing a series of special episodes that are Dungeon and Dragon themed. If you did not like this episode, well, good, because you don't have to listen to the Dungeons and Dragons themed episode, as the Video Game Bang podcasts and Weekend Bang podcast will be resuming their regularly scheduled video game topical features and news. Thank you very much. My name is Corey, Trogdemonator. And we will see you on the internet. I mean realms. You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go. Go.